And a good Thursday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Dave Lewis joining me here this morning as well. We're chatting today with some guests here from the Daniel Keating Foundation. And we have Mitzi Richards, board member. Good morning.
Good morning.
And James Fulagar joining us as well. He's an event committee member. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
So we're going to learn a little bit today about the Daniel Keating Foundation, which is a foundation here locally in Manhattan.
That is correct. We are in our almost 3.5 years. We're blessed to carry on the legacy of Daniel Keating. Daniel was born and raised here in Manhattan and was a very incredible young man. His life ended a few years ago, and his personal values continue in the work of the foundation. The mission of the foundation is really exemplifies the life that Daniel lived. It's to lift up and light up the lives of young people facing physical, emotional, and economic challenges. So really what that means is we work to help nonprofits do the work to lift up and light up. And we've got lots of things we'll talk about today and how that actually happens in our community.
All right. You have an event coming up here in just a few weeks. Hard to believe February is only a couple weeks away, but this is taking place on Friday, February 7th. And James, you can tell us a little bit about this.
Sure. It's an awesome event. The February 7th is an event called Keats and Eats, and it's where we just kind of all come together to celebrate the joy that was Daniel Keating and really to add to his foundation, the Daniel Keating Foundation. And what it'll be is it'll be heavy hors d'oeuvres, which we theme around famous sports celebrities from the local area and their favorite appetizers. We also have an event that's the Rat Tucky Derby, where we bid and bet on rats who then race a small little maze, and the winner for each round gets a prize, and then there'll be a grand prize. The following day, we have another amazing event, and that would be our dart tournament, and that's primarily at Tubby's and Fats, and we try to have it's open to anyone who wants to participate. I think it's only $20 to be a participant in that tournament, and it starts at 11, goes till about 4, and it's just a wonderful way to just bring the community together and raise awareness for the wonderful things that the Daniel Keating Foundation is doing.
It's a blast. I must say, last year, did we not have fun?
Oh, my gosh. It's so much fun.
I mean, people were hooting and hollering. Those rats, it was just crazy. So much positive energy. It was a great event. So we hope to repeat that this year. Really encourage people to go to the Daniel Keating website or Facebook, and that's where they can buy their tickets.
What if you have somebody who's got a fear of rats?
They're not scary rats, are they, James?
They're not scary. They are contained, and they are really they're cute, right?
Oh, they're very cute. And the fun thing is everybody who sponsors a rat gets to name it. We had some of the most cool, creative names on those rats last year, and. You know, I'm an old lady, James, so I don't remember some of the
things. Mine was Ratrick Mahomes, so I might have to sponsor another one this year to keep the good vibes going.
Ratrick Mahomes.
He didn't get out of the starting box, though, so I might have to call an audible and change the name, but we'll see.
How much of an MVP there?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. So you said they can sponsor a rat. Is that for a certain fee there, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's just, you know, there'll be a lady there taking your sponsorship. You can do that before the event. That's what we'd hope everybody would do. Buy your ticket, sponsor your rat, get psyched up, get there at 6 o'clock, ready to have a few adult beverages, eat some great food.
Yeah, amazing. Oh,
the food is amazing. It's amazing. And then just hoot and holler for your own rat and win some prizes.
And if your rat that you sponsor wins the whole thing, we have a trophy for you. So you can have the Rat Tucky Derby trophy that is your own.
I forgot about that trophy. And it is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's featured right inside as you walk in the door of the Wareham Theater where it's hosted. You'll see that beautiful trophy. It's incredible.
Yeah. It's not cheesy, apparently.
One thing I want to make sure we do and not forget is to thank Little Apple Cars. Mm-hmm. For the third year, they are our premier sponsor. What a great opportunity to work with that company. In our community, I think they're pretty humble about all the great things they do to help nonprofits and the work we do through the Daniel Keating Foundation. So just a shout out to Manhattan Cars. They have been so generous. They make it so easy to work with, and we just appreciate their contribution and really their collaboration.
Let's talk a little bit about the live auction component of this and maybe some of the items that will be available.
Yeah, we have some great items. We have some artwork from I think they're actually in St. Louis, but we have some artwork that will be up to grab. We have some events that will be given. One of them is we'll rent out. You can win an RV experience. I forget the company's name that on top of it, but I think we have six really really wonderful prizes, and I think everyone will be happy whoever gets those bids.
I think one thing that's fun about our event is the Rat Tucky Derby and the auction there's just a great pace.
Mm-hmm.
We don't bore you all night with thousands of auction items. We get to some really cool things, get through it pretty quickly, then we start the race. So it's a fast-moving, fun evening.
And the backdrop of the Wareham Opera House, I haven't been inside there yet, but I've heard great things about the Wareham Opera House. And talk about maybe just the venue.
It's a great venue. It gives us the stage up front to run those rats. It gives us lots of seating so people can, you know, grab their hors d'oeuvres and come and join their friends. I know my family is all excited because we're having Dan, my husband and I, are hosting our family at a table. So we'll have some good family time. But then there's also that top layer of the Wareham where, you know, there's the high cocktail tables. So folks that just want to hang out there by the bar, mill around, see and visit friends, it's a great networking space.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's just full of happy people who, you know, are just coming together, especially during these colder months. It's nice to get out and do something festive. Once you get through the Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, there's kind of a void in happy times. But this is definitely a happy time.
Absolutely. I was blessed to have known Daniel all his life. And if there's one thing we'd say about Daniel, it would be he loved to party.
Yeah, he knew how to have a good time.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, again, it's the Keats and Eats and Dart Tournament coming up on February 7th. The Dart Tournament now will actually be the next day?
Yeah, the next day at noon, but get in a little early. Sign up beforehand. We're not having sign up day of, but it'll be at noon, and it'll start at Tubby's. We do a national anthem. We have a local musician who comes in and plays the national anthem, and then it's off to the games. And we bring in extra dartboards, so there's not a lot of downtime. We pay for the rounds of darts, so you don't have to worry about that. Your admittance will get you just a few rounds of dart play. And I believe you're guaranteed to play at least three matches.
Okay. I'm not very good at darts, but that sounds like
neither am I.
I love playing. I'm just not very good at it. And the whole end goal of this entire thing is to raise money for the foundation. It looks like last year had a pretty good year.
We did. We were really really proud of last year's accomplishments. We were able to award over $50,000 in grants in 2019 here in our community to the House Cafe in Ogden and the Riley County Corrections Police Protective Custody Program. So those two right close to home, and in Kansas City, where we also have events, helped the Emmanuel Family and Child Center in Kansas City. So we're very excited about how donors have really come out. They understand the work that we're doing, and they continue to be so gracious and so generous. We're very grateful.
All right. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll discuss more on this upcoming fundraiser here for the Keats and Eats. You're listening to News Radio KMAN, and Focus continues after this.